So we are going to zoom back in history to see one of those people who was waiting for that baby to be born on the very first Christmas. Sorry.
And here he is. Here he is. It may look like Jack, but this green cloak has transformed him into Isaiah. Now, Isaiah was one of the people who was waiting for God to keep his promises. Because God had promised that one day he would send a king. And this king would be no ordinary king. His rule and reign would be like no other, because he was the king that God had promised long ago. He would be a descendant of David, of God's great king. And he would lead God's people to be back with God again. But not only that, this king would be God himself. God himself. God with us. That was the king that Isaiah was waiting for. He would be all the fullness of God squeezed in to a human body. A tiny baby. And this king was Jesus.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Isaiah told all the people around him how God would one day send this saviour king. So Ross is going to come up and read some of the words from the Bible that Isaiah spoke all that time ago. Listen up, because we are going to talk about what we hear in just a second.
Our first Bible reading will be from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7, which you can find in your service sheets. Isaiah chapter 9, starting at verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. For that from that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thanks, Ross. So can you see how special this baby that Isaiah was talking about would be? This baby would be king. And that's what he means when he says the government will be on his shoulders. But more than that, this baby would be more than just a normal human being. He'd be God. So that's what it means when it says all those fancy words in the middle. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. They're all names that the Bible uses for God. This baby would be more than a king. He'd be God, and he'd be God's king.
He would be so great, Isaiah said, that there would be no end to his reign. He would be king forever. King forever. How crazy is that? Because that means, if that is true, he is still king today. And the Bible said that he would be a good king, a king who is just and a king who is true, a king who will make his kingdom just like that, a just and true and everlasting kingdom.
And so from then on, and remember Isaiah was talking about this 700 years before Jesus was born, so it's 2,700 years ago, everyone was waiting for the baby who would be king, waiting for the baby who would be God, waiting for the baby to reign forever as God's promised king.
And so the people waited.
And they waited.
And they waited.
And they waited.
And they waited.
Until then, about 700 years later, things started to happen.
And we're going to find out what some of those things are as Rachel comes to read the next bit of our Bible story for us. Now, you may have heard this story before, particularly at Christmas time, but listen hard, because we're going to be thinking a bit more about it in a moment.
Our second Bible reading will be from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 33, which you can find in your service sheets. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town, to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
Great. Thank you, Rachel. So after 700 years of waiting, suddenly it's all go. All the things that God had promised about the baby who would be God's king, who would be God with us, all those things are now happening. It's all go.
And so to help us get on with the story, we need a volunteer to be Mary. Great. Thanks, Rachel.
Great. Now, Mary, as we all know, wore blue shawls. So do you wrap that around your head? Or there we go. Okay.
Great. So an angel appears to Mary and says, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you."
"Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you."
Now, Mary's not really expecting to see an angel, and it's not really very normal, is it? So Mary's looking quite freaked out. Can you do freaked out? There we go. Mary is terrified of Jack the angel. As it says in the Bible, she was greatly troubled at his words, wondering what kind of greeting this might be.
And so the angel sees Mary looking a bit freaked out, and he says, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found great favour with God."
"Do not be afraid, Mary. You found great favour with God."
Oh, I can't juggle my microphone. Here we go. Okay. And then the angel explains who this baby would be. This baby would be God's king. But more than that, this baby would be a normal human being. We heard in the reading, he would be called the Son of God Most High. In other words, this baby Jesus, he would be God. He was the one that God had promised through Isaiah many, many years ago.
So now we all know the story. We know that Mary goes to Bethlehem with Joseph. So can I have a volunteer to be Joseph? Anyone? Matthew?
I think Ethan was definitely volunteering via the medium of Matthew. Up you come, Ethan. Up you come. Pop that over your head. There we go. Who knows what Joseph wore?
Great, fantastic, Ethan. Well done. So Mary has the baby in a stable. And she calls him Jesus.
And then some shepherds hear about the whole thing. So we need some shepherds. I need at least... three shepherds, there must be some. Else I'm going to pick on you if you don't volunteer. Steve wants to be a shepherd. One more shepherd.
Steve,
one more shepherd.
Steve.
Matthew wants to be a shepherd. Mum's volunteering you now. You can't get away with it for that long. And the angel, who's now all the way over there, told them that God's promised king had been born.
God's promised king has been born.
Thank you very much, angel.
Angel, you've now got a costume change, just so you know what's going on. Okay, and these shepherds went off to see them. Here they are, they're now with Jesus. And then some more people heard about what happened. There were some wise men, three kings. I wonder if we've got anyone who would like to be a wise man or a king. You get presents. Yeah, if this is you, that must tempt some. Phil Steen, that is wonderful of you to volunteer. Yes, at the back, a genuine volunteer. That's what we like. And the last person gets the tasteful Father Christmas wrapping paper on their gift. Ross, you're a good man. You're a good man. And then what happens, Fee?
So then some wise men hear about what's happening, and they follow a star. And so in some amazing way that I don't really understand, the star leads them to God's promised king. Okay.
Who knew it was like this?
It's a long way around.
Thank you, guys. You've all done an amazing job. Can we have a round of applause for our volunteers?
Great. Thanks, guys. What's all the fuss about? What's all the fuss about the baby in the manger? Well, this baby is God's promised king. This baby, he is God with us. And the Bible says that the baby was born, that Jesus came to fix our biggest problem. The Bible says he came to make a way for us to go back to God, to be friends with him once more. When we have made a mess of that relationship, he has come to fix it. The Bible says that Jesus has made a way for us to be with God forever, that he would take the punishment that we deserve from turning away from him. He would come and sort out all the bad stuff in the world once and for all.
But once again, we are getting ahead of ourselves, because that's what happens at Easter. So this Christmas, let's remember how special the baby is, how long people waited for him to come, and the awesome things he did when he got here. How this baby would be God's forever king. This baby would make people friends again with God when they couldn't do it themselves. So what are you most looking forward to this Christmas? Let me ask you this. Is it celebrating this king as part of it? I'm going to lead us in a prayer before we continue. Heavenly Father, thank you for Christmas and the celebration it is. And thank you so much for sending your son Jesus to earth as a baby, who is your promised king, reigning now and forever. We pray in amongst the joy and presence this Christmas that we remember that Jesus is the real reason for the celebration, and you would help us remember this. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, here at St. Peter's, we like to take some time to think about what we've heard from the Bible, something we regularly do in the evening and sometimes do in the morning. We've got some time to do that now. And the way we're going to do this is just to chat to the people sitting next to us this morning, maybe sharing what you've thought. We've got some questions, if that would help you with that.
So here they are. These questions should be coming up on the screen, just in case you forget them. And here they are. So what struck you from the Bible passage that we looked at this morning? How has your view of Jesus changed? And what are your questions following this talk this morning?
Great. And we're just going to take 3 or 4 minutes to turn to those next to us and chat about those things now.